We're the Nile Horans.
And we listen to Breakfast Republic on 2FM.
How are you this morning, Niall?
Good.
Hey, I'm Pink, and I listen to The Breakfast Republic on 2FM. What is the name of the show? Breakfast Republic.
Hey, I'm a mother in her car, and when I want to have a giggle, I listen to Bernard, Keith and Jen on Breakfast Republic 2FM.
How are you? I'm another mother in her car, and I too, like that other mother, would listen in the car with my children to Breakfast Republic on 2FM.
Hi, I'm a bored housewife. Call me.
Breakfast Republic with Bernard, Keith and Jen. Weekdays from 7 on 2FM.
Did you break it again?
I broke the radio again. It's terrible. I mean, we haven't even started the show yet.
You're not going to talk about chocolate peanuts again, are you?
I didn't say peanuts. I did say peanuts. Good morning. Hello, Ireland. It's Thursday, 24th of April. We're going to give you the chance to win a zoo pass later on the show. Thanks very much to Mark McCabe. We'll do a stock check, see how everybody is, see if we've got Jennifer. We don't even know if she's here yet.
Is she here? Is she here? Question mark.
Duke DeMont next. Listening to 2FM.
Morning.
51552 is the number here if you'd like to get in touch. Why don't you? You might as well.
Sure. We're what else? Keith and Jen on 2FM.
What are you saying? Excuse me? What was that, sorry?
I said there's tea wars going on in here.
Well, Ian, our producer, made us tea and then
we're giving out. We're ungrateful.
I swear to God, if you could see us now, it's like a nursing home. And a bad one.
What we should do, what we're going to do at the start of the show, and this is for everybody out there, so maybe Ian first. Could you rate yourself before you leave the studio? Our producer Ian, just take Bernard's mic there. Rate yourself today out of 10. How are you feeling out of 10?
5, maybe.
5 out of 10? What, that's low, Ian. What's going on?
Bit of a sore throat.
Oh, okay. All right. 5 out of 10 for Ian. Okay. Thanks very much. Jennifer, out of 10?
I'm feeling a 6 today because I'm happy to be back because I was so bored. My life hit a new low yesterday. I'll tell you about that in a bit, what I got up to yesterday on my day off sick.
6 out of 10 is still good for someone who can't move your head.
Well, I love my job, Keith. And I have these. Painkillers.
You have tablets that are making you feel fine. Oh, yeah.
I give you one.
The show's going to be kind of like this.
I just love everybody. I just think you're all amazing.
Yeah, that'll last.
That's cool. Bern, how are you? Out of 10, rate yourself.
Well, if radio had pictures and movement like television did, you'd see that I have a tracksuit pulled up against my thigh and I have a bag of ice on my knee on a swivel chair. So I give myself a 4 this morning.
And you look 2.
You look worse.
Do I look like a 2?
You look worse, yeah.
Did you manage to shower yet?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Showered last night.
Yeah, okay. His hair's nice and shiny today. And he
showered
doesn't.
Last night.
He doesn't smell.
My wife got a baby sling. Right, so she.
To carry you around?
No, to carry the baby around. The baby now loves this sling. So she had the baby in the sling while holding my arm while I showered with my other hand last night.
That's love right there.
She's going to leave me. She is going to leave me. I know she is. I'm going to go home today and it's going to be better.
51552, can you rate yourself? Let us know how you are today. Out of 10. Together we're about a 5.5. I'm 9.
Of course you're 9.
I'm 9. I'm only taking one away just to be cool.
You're always 9. He's always 9.
How are you out of 10 this morning? Let us know. 51552. Here's Paloma Faith. I can't rely on you. This is 2FM. Yeah, there you go now. 51552 is our number here. You're listening to 2FM. That's Paloma Faith. What time is it, Bernard?
Keith, it is 7:14. I might actually sing the time again.
Ah, no.
Why? People love. Cool. Oh, sorry. Today I'm doing it in poems. Rows and rows and rows of young people. Nowadays they call them teens. It's 7:14.
Didn't even rhyme.
Did.
You said teens and then 14.
Did you see the tweet? Ian just tweeted me.
No.
He tweeted a picture of two young 70s lads on the streets of New York hanging. Says, we're waiting to see if Jennifer McGuire's going to come in. She twerk it out. Check it out on Twitter. It's very funny.
At Republic 2FM.
Or Jennifer's, just follow me at Jennifer McGuire and I'll retweet it.
Follow me at Quiche Wash, like in the French egg dish, quiche. Right now, I'm a 2, says Cuiva. She's 2 out of 10 and she's saying she can't see that changing.
Oh, no. That's bad.
Why, Cuiva? Why?
She's not saying why.
Does she have whiplash? Does she have a sore knee? She's just misery?
It's not all about you, Jennifer. Do you know what I mean? Other people have issues. Like, I'm feeling 1 out of 10 because my boyfriend broke up with me.
Oh, no.
Going out for 9 months.
Do you know what? You were better than him.
You were.
You were so much better than him.
He's an asshole.
He doesn't deserve you.
Said it.
No, and he's a weirdo and he came on to me loads of times.
And Jennifer would never say asshole on the radio and she's so angry.
Yes.
You made her say that.
Yeah.
And actually, that boy, he's actually worse because he made you say that word
exactly.
on air as well.
Exactly. You're much better than him. Much better.
You know, curry chips never made you cry. Go out to Supermax and have curry chips.
And then get a big tub of Ben and Jerry's and sit at home and watch Mean Girls.
Yeah, and then take part in Keith's Cock, which is on the way. Should be lovers. They are no more. Split up a couple of weeks ago, so they did. Roy
what?
7. Yeah, they did. Sorry, Jennifer. Did you not know?
You don't have that goss, and I don't have that goss.
Oh. I'm on the inside track.
You know everything.
Bern, do you want to do the time?
Oh, yeah. Okay, the time. Okay, here we go. Outside, I heard the banshee scream. It's 7:19.
Screaming.
I didn't miss that. We have a text in here from Shannon O'Reilly. She says, I'm feeling 10 out of 10 because I'm on my way to Copenhagen.
Oh, you won't be 10 out of 10 when you find out a packet of chewing gum is 800 quid. That was so Irish, wasn't it? Oh, you're off to Copenhagen. What's her name here?
Shannon.
Shannon, have a great time in Copenhagen. Go into Kennedy's bar there. My cousin owns it.
Just take out a loan before you go.
It's like, I'm delighted.
Keith's cock.
It's like lads going, Jehel Mike went to Malaysia with the kids and with the wife and the holidays. Do you know what? It rained all the time. Delighted for him.
We're terrible.
God. The begrudgery is unbelievable.
Okay, yeah. Okay. To tie in with the release of 9 Dead Alive, this is the new album from Rod and Gabs, Rodrigo y Gabriela. We have a chance to win a pair of tickets to their show in the National Concert Hall, June 24th.
Ooh.
Okay.
We
win these tickets on Friday, including a hotel stay. And each day...
Can I have the hotel stay?
No, you can't. This is a prize for listeners. And each day we're going to give you the qualifier from each day, the full set of 6 albums, including the new album from Rodrigo y Gabriela, okay? So you can win all their albums and then you go in the draw to win the tickets to see them in the National Concert Hall, okay?
Yeah.
51552, who you are, where you are, your bank details, all that kind of stuff. Listen out, this is Keith's Cock. Cock-a-diddle-diddle-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo. Cock-cock-cock. Don't know it.
Give it to me again.
It's a very short one today. Cock-a-diddle-diddle-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Oh.
Cock-cock.
Oh. Din-din.
Din-din-din. Yeah, Mark McCabe played it earlier, so there's a clue for you. 51552, if you know your from your elbow.
Oh. You dope.
2FM.
Where's heart skips a beat. That's what Rizzle Kicks. You're listening to 2FM. Our number here, 51552, if you want to get in touch, or at Republic 2FM, if you want to get in touch via Twitter.
Me bag is leaking. Me ice bag is leaking.
Ah, Burners. Burn is sitting here with his leg up and an ice pack on his knee.
And he's taking up all the room. We have a text in here from John. He says, I'm feeling about an 8 today, driving on my daily commute from Dublin to Cavan. That's a fair old commute. Dying with a chest infection, but emigrating to Chicago in 5 weeks. Love the show.
You know
that's
it's
great
pronounced,
news.
You know it's pronounced Chicago.
Sorry. Chicago, is it not?
Chicago. How are you out of 10? Rate yourself, 51552. We have a Mark on the line. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Geek. How's it going?
Good. Say hello to Bern and Jennifer as well.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Bern.
Morning. How are you?
It's like the blind leading the naked here today.
Nobody's naked, by the way.
Nobody's naked. They're just sick. That's all. Yeah, they're just sick and they have sore necks and sore knees. What was the answer to Keith's Cock this morning, Mark?
Elbow, one day like this.
Yeah! Yeah.
You and yourself, the back catalogue of Rodrigo y Gabriela, 6 albums are yours and you're in the draw to win the tickets to see the National Concert Hall and a stay in a hotel. How happy are you out of 10?
About 9.
9? Yeah, we'll take 9.
Yeah, we'll take a 9.
That's pretty good.
Cheers, Mark.
That's great, thanks.
All right, see you, dude. I remember when.
Really? Really?
Yeah?
This song, really?
I don't know why I know all the words to No Scrubs.
And you know all the words to Weekend Baby. What's that?
What's Weekend Baby?
I got a beep, beep, deep, deep. What was that one?
I used to know the words to that, yeah.
What is it? Ignition.
It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Somebody got every.
Well, you know three words out of that song.
Tripping on coke and rum. It's like gum drunk.
Can't say coke on radio.
It's coke, like.
Coca-Cola.
How are you out of 10? Guys, I'm feeling 5 out of 10 today en route to an exam in NUI Galway at the minute. I spent the last 2 days preparing for the wrong exam. I've just realised now from Jay in Galway.
Don't worry, you'll be fine. You know more than you think you do.
I woke early to see yesterday's Weetabix. It's 7:36.
Thank you, Bernard.
I don't know what I hate more. Is the way he's doing the time checks or it's the voice, I think, that really grates on me.
It's the book on one voice.
Anyway, do you know what Joan Rivers has done now? Do you know what she's done?
Something terrible or something
I don't know
brilliant.
If she's gone too far, but I laugh every time I read it. Anyway, there was two women that were held captive in a basement, which isn't funny,
at
in
all.
Clevedon,
no.
For a very long time. And she told TMZ that they shouldn't complain because they got to live free, rent free, for more than a decade. And then the women, Amanda and Gina, who were held captive, came out and they were shocked and disappointed and by the hurtful comment. Joan tells us she won't apologise, telling them to lighten up, adding, one of them has a book deal. Neither are in a psych ward. They're okay. I bet within 3 years, one of them will be on Dancing with the Stars.
Ah, Joan.
Ah, now, Joan.
Joan.
That's desperate.
Is she losing the plot?
Has she gone too far?
It's very funny.
But it's very bad.
Well, I'm only saying that because they're an American. They'll never hear this.
There is something funny about telling someone who was held captive and kidnapped and held prisoner for 20 years to lighten up.
But she is right. They're not in a psych ward. They have a book deal.
Lighten up!
Oh, no, it's bad. It's bad.
It
no,
is bad.
You're right.
She has
bad.
Gone too far.
She's gone too far.
Burner's gone too far?
I don't know. She's like these mad grannies that get to a certain age and just do not give a anymore and
I'm still going to follow her on Twitter, okay? Just to keep an eye on her. Not because I think she's hilarious.
Just for
on Sunday, when I was down in Leash before I dislocated my kneecap, my wife, Lorna, and my two nieces, who are 7 and 9, that's not their names. Lorna brings them down clothes. My wife is quite petite, you know? And she said, oh, shoes. And Lorna says, oh, I'm a size 3. And both my nieces have a bigger foot than her.
Aww.
So, and it was very funny because the 9-year-old turned and said, oh, I'm finished with these next month. You can have them.
Ah. So sure, thinking, your wife's going to be going around in little pink Dora shoes.
I said, my God, you're only a size 3. My wife.
Born, is she?
Yeah. So I was thinking, right? If you were a big-footed woman. If you're a big-footed woman. Are you a big-footed woman? How hard is it for you to get shoes? Like nice shoes, like high heels and...
I don't think it's a problem getting them. I think the problem is some shoes just look really bad.
And they're big.
Yeah, so you just need to be careful.
Like, what size foot are you?
I'm a 5.
Right.
So it's quite small for my height because I'm 5'9".
Hmm?
What?
Yeah.
Because I'm 5'9", it's quite, you know, it's quite a small foot.
So what I'm looking for...
Well, can I just say something before you...
Yeah.
I had a challenge to run the 100 metres.
Here we go.
In a pair of high heels.
In a pair of high heels. So it was difficult to find the high heels for my really, really big
feet. What size foot are you?
Well, 9.
All right. That's big. I'm a 10.
I'm a 10.
I'm really an 8.
So what I'm looking for basically is, I decided last night, probably do a still go talk to the nation here. Full promotion. Tobery's going to do it. Nicky Byrne's going to do it. Rick O'Shea's going to do it. Cullum Hayes is going to do
have
it.
You asked
McSherry.
Them? Yeah. You asked
no, they're just going to pick up on this. Oh my God, no. Why did you show me that?
Just focus first.
I'm looking for the biggest footed woman in Ireland.
Just does she have one big foot, both feet big, same size, whatever?
She can have one big foot she can have. It has to be her own foot attached to her leg.
Mm.
Are you the biggest footed woman in Ireland? Or do you know the biggest footed woman in Ireland? Let's start from 7 up.
From 7 up?
Or 8 up, maybe.
Well, you can't just...
Start with Jennifer.
I'm 5.
As far as we know, she's the biggest footed woman in Ireland. She's the only woman that's responded so far to your... promotion.
So what's my win?
Conversation.
Oh yeah, sorry. The winner, if you're the biggest footed woman in Ireland,
I have a taxi voucher that will get you from Parnell Street to Ranelagh.
Okay.
But you can only go from Parnell Street to Ranelagh. It's an old taxi voucher I have from RTE. So you win that.
You win that. And also this fabulous prize.
Yeah.
I found a wire brush outside RTE yesterday. I'm looking at it here. It's a Dosco steel wire brush. It's a one handle, one wooded thing. It's got loads of lovely wires coming out of it. Think of all the famous people that will walk past this wire brush. You win that as well.
So I have a text in
a taxi
already.
Voucher from Parnell Street to...
Ranelagh. I have a text in already, says, Jen is right. I'm a size 8 and I look like a monster in some shoes. 4-inch shoes. Also add...
To the monster look when you're six foot one.
So yeah, she is now the in the lead to win the taxi voucher and the Dosco wire brush.
51552. Size 8 is in the lead so far. 51552. We'll never beat that. Vici, Addicted to You. You're listening to Breakfast Republic, Bernard, Keith and Jen. The team, we're all back together. It's great. I feel great. It's such a wonderful day.
How are we getting on with our big woman foot challenge?
It's going well. Yeah, what are the prizes again, Bernard?
Keith, you win a taxi voucher that will bring you from Parnell Street in Dublin to Ranelagh. You win a fabulous wire brush that I found outside RTE. Think of all the famous people that walked past this wire brush.
Yeah, 51552 is the number. We're looking for the one with the biggest feet in Ireland.
We're also going to give away a beautiful bottle of water.
No, I think that's enough now.
I have a lady here that just texted in. She said my daughter is 14 and has a shoe size of 8. So she's still growing, I think. It's 14, right?
Okay, so we've got 8.
And
eights.
We have a size 10.
Get her on the phone.
10. Very hard to get nice shoes. That's from Barbara.
Barbara is in the lead at the moment for the taxi voucher and the wire brush.
Size 9, Sarah Ward.
Sarah Ward, sorry.
I don't think size 10 is going to be beaten, is it? My friend Ellie has size 10. It's kind of funny how her parents knew to call her L. Says Pete and Claire. L.
Don't get that.
She's size 11, size 10 feet. She looks like an L.
Oh, somebody's asking how we're going to judge this contest because obviously the prizes are so amazing.
Oh, we're going to send out the 2FM crew. To judge your feet.
Or maybe somebody can send him one of their shoes.
Just send us a picture.
Of your feet now. We don't want to be getting weird pictures.
Just text in. You need to get a name for this contest. Something like Large Lady Feet of the Year. It'll be bigger than Rear of the Year or Time Magazine's Person of the Year. We need a name for this.
Why don't we let our listener name? So text in 51552 what we should call this competition.
No.
Betty Bigfoot.
What?
It's not Betty Bigfoot. That's racist or sexist or something.
It's not.
Follow us on Twitter.
Whatever it's called. Okay, we will. Bernard, what time is it? Do you know? Have you any idea what time it is? 51552 if you know what time it is.
I looked upon the roof with the windy night, a missing slate. It's 8 minutes past 8.
Breakfast Republic with Bernard, Keith.
Is this
and Jen.
The most annoying time check I've ever done poetry?
Ooh. Yes.
Yep. Sure is. A lot of suggestions coming in for the name of the competition. The Surfboard Challenge. Which would make big feet, because we're looking for the woman with the biggest feet in Ireland.
Tell them the prize.
You tell them the prize first.
They get a taxi voucher from Parnell Street to Ranelagh. Has it expired yet? No.
Check the date on it.
Maybe. No, maybe there's no date on it. I can change the date.
And a fantastic wire brush that's barely used that I found on the steps of RTE yesterday.
And I'm going to add in this. This is a great new supplement in the Irish Indo paper. It's called the Insider magazine, and there's loads of great stuff in it.
Oh, yeah. So
Sonia Lennon's in there showing off her gaff.
And a free magazine.
Her gaff is her house, isn't it?
Yep. That's what we say in Dublin.
Jesus, where would you get this?
This is the best prize ever. Actually, you should call the competition Big Feet Are Beautiful.
Oh, they have to come in and get the prizes. We can't. We don't have the money to post it out.
And then we want
to
see your feet. Jackie, are big feet beautiful?
But of course they are, darling.
Jackie, how are you today, darling?
Flip-flopping around as one does with feet my size.
What size are your feet, Jackie?
Well, men's size now. I don't know what they call it in ladies' size, but I believe it is a ladies' 13, but it's men's 11 and sometimes even 12.
Jackie, I hate to press you on this, but is it 11 or is it a 12?
Well, it depends on the shoe make, you see.
Right.
It's like you go to Penny's, you buy something size 16, you go to Dunn's, it's size 12.
Right. Jackie, we're going to have to send Dermot out to you. To measure the
definitely,
foot.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
He's the guy who reads the sport. He's going to have to go out and measure it.
The good thing about it was when we had all the floods, I didn't have any problem walking up through the muddy fields because I wasn't sinking into the ground.
Ah.
Do you swim?
No, I don't because, Flipper and me just didn't get on with each other.
Yeah, but big feet would make good propellers, wouldn't they?
They would, yeah.
Well, that's what they said about Mark Spitz, that's why he was such a good swimmer, because he had big feet. Well, there is a correlation between big feet and other parts of the anatomy.
Yeah.
And it's true about women, too, because I'll give you a funny story. When I went in to have my one and only child, you know, they ask you the normal questions like name, age, sex, well, obviously you're female, religion, and what size shoe are you?
Yeah.
And I said 11. But 11 didn't come up on the computer. At that time, the largest shoe that the computer would take was a size 8. Now, and if it's any consolation, I had a 10-minute labour.
Okay.
Wow, so you just popped baby out.
And I did. I spat it out like a good broodmare.
Good on you.
Well, Jackie, on that note, you're in the lead. It looks like you're going to win the competition.
Do we have to keep going?
Well, we'll just have to leave
it.
Okay. If by 9 o'clock no one else has beaten size 12 or 13, 11 or 12 men.
Jackie, can we go for 11 and a half here? We've got
to. I don't know if they make 11 and a half, but yes, you can go for 11 and a half.
She's saying a lady's 13, so I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Jackie, look, stand by, okay?
I used to have to go to London to buy my shoes.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Listen.
And at a place called Lillian Skinner, which was also called Little and Large.
Is it still there?
It is.
How tall are you, Jackie? Do you mind me asking?
5'11".
Very tall.
Yeah. What's the name of that shop again, Jackie?
Lillian Skinner.
We'll get on to the guys here.
Little and Large.
There's another shop that in the Midlands, I remember, called The Forgotten Lady.
Yeah, but the problem was that anywhere in Ireland, and I'm not ditching them or anything like that, but anywhere in Ireland, you got large shoes, you paid large prices.
Yeah.
In Lillian Skinner, you could go and buy normal prices.
Normal price, yeah.
Okay.
Listen,
yeah.
Okay. Stand by, Jackie. You are in the lead at the moment, okay?
To win that taxi voucher and wire brush.
All right, thanks very much, Jackie, there. Good luck. 5-1-5-5-2 if you think you can beat Jackie. Big feet, and we heard the rest as well, yeah? Wonderful. Kelly Clarkson, What Doesn't Kill You? It's 20 past 8. 5-1-5-5-2 is the number if you want to get in touch.
Did you play that for us?
I did, yeah. It'll make you stronger.
Because we're in bits.
Who's in the lead with our largest lady feet?
Feet.
Keith, in the lead at the moment is still Jackie. Well, we're going to go at 11 and a half, and it's Jackie at 11 and a half, and she is still in the front footed race to win the fabulous taxi voucher from Kilmainham to Ranelagh and the amazing Dosco wire brush that I found outside Radio Centre yesterday.
And 5-1-5-5-2.
Added the
new Insider mag.
The new Insider mag.
We got
from
free
the
in
paper.
The magazine. Yeah.
It's time for Jen's.
Hi, I'm Tiny Tempot, and I love Jen's Lady Bit.
Y'all, I'm Beyonce.
This is Katy Perry.
Jay-Z.
Hey, yo, this is Sean Paul.
listen up. Jen's Lady Bits.
So, it's the guilty pleasure of every woman in Ireland. No, it's not the lady entertainment system that we're talking about. It is, in fact, pennies.
Yeah,
pennies. I think there's pros and cons. Pennies is now opening a store in America. But there's pros and cons to this, because I think Americans will probably stop coming here on holidays.
Oh, that's the only reason they come, do you
Yeah,
think?
They come here, they go to Pennies.
What's JC Pennies then?
JC Pennies is different. See, right. They call it Pennies in Ireland. Little trivia for you. It first opened on Mary Street in 1969. Okay.
So started in Ireland.
Where it's an Irish company.
Is Pennies an Irish company?
Pennies is an Irish company. And then it moved over and branched over to the UK. The biggest store is actually in Manchester. But it originated from Ireland. And they call it Primark over there. But Primark is the brand of clothes. I don't know why. If anybody knows why they call it Primark in the UK and Pennies here, let us know. But it's the first ever store was on Mary Street.
Oh, nice one.
But it is the only place you can go in with €20 and come out with like two tops, 18 pairs of knickers and a lint brush.
That was me yesterday.
Brilliant. But the Yanks, it's going to Boston. It's going to be opening up in Boston. So I have some tips for the Yanks how to shop in Pennies.
Here we go.
First tip, don't be bullied by the tracksuit family with buggies. There's no kids in those buggies, okay? It's only more clothes. That's tip number one. Tip number two, if it's on the floor, it doesn't mean it's no good, okay? Because when you go in there, there's clothes all over the place. Sometimes the stuff on the floor is the good stuff, okay?
People are just keeping it, like, I'll throw it on the floor.
Exactly.
Come back
for it. Yeah. If you don't want your friends to wear the same top at a party, just buy the whole rail, because it probably only costs you a tenner. That's the safest thing to do. Oof. Never worry if you can't read the label, because you'll never need to wash it. You'll just go out and buy another one, okay? Possession is 9/10 of the law. If it's in your hand, bitches can't be grabbing.
Oh.
Yo.
Yo.
Heels, aerosols may be used as weapons in a fight over the last onesie.
Yeah.
Okay? And you think those denim jeans are too dark? Don't worry. They'll fade as soon as you wear them in the rain. And the two last ones, jeggings are actually a thing. Okay? But they should only be used as Kindle. Okay? And lastly, always double bag.
Always double bag. That's all. Yes.
Pennies. Any more tips? Any more Pennies tips for our American friends? 51552. Thank you very much.
Oh, hang on. I want to do this instead.
2FM. It's the beach party weekend of the year.
Wary of that.
Yeah, be careful. Jungle. Busy Earning, that's called.
That's my new favourite song. You introduced me to that because you're so cool and hip and down with the kids and I love it.
Thanks very much, Jennifer.
I'm going to dance that. That's going to be my first dance song at my wedding.
Is it?
No, but...
Too busy earning. 51552 is the number if you want to get in touch. You need that number right now because we've a pass to give away. It's an annual pass to the zoo. It could be yours. It gets you into the zoo. It gets you into the into Photo Wildlife Park, Edinburgh Zoo, Chester Zoo, loads of zoos in the UK.
Love Photo. Is that in Cork?
Photo in Cork, yes.
It's an amazing place.
It's absolutely wonderful. Do you want to read those texts out first before we go on with the competition?
Hi guys, just listened to Jen's Pennies bit and copped up my entire outfit, boots, undies, the lot are from Pennies.
Thanks, Mark.
Another text in saying, don't mind the sizes it says on the hangers. Hashtag Pennies.
That's a good tip.
And, the reason it's called Primark in the rest of the world and not in Ireland is because it's JC Penney, Pennies.
Oh, because there is a JC Penney's and they didn't want to get people confused. Fair enough now. Let's do the competition. So, we have an annual pass to give away to the zoo.
So exciting.
Going to give it away today. It's all to celebrate the return of the zoo back on your telly tonight. And we will have somebody from the zoo in later on with an animal.
But it's a surprise.
It's a surprise. What is... So Bernard, I think this morning is going to make an animal noise. You have to tell us, 51552 is the number, where you are, what your name is, all that kind of stuff, your bank details, to 51552. What animal noise, what is the animal that Bernard is trying to do an impression of, basically?
Here we go. Moo, 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 moo. Moo, 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 I'm a cow, moo, moo.
It's difficult.
Moo, 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 moo.
It's
moo, moo, moo. Moo, 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 moo. I'm a cow. Moo, 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 moo.
Okay,
moo.
Okay, Bernard. If you think you know what animal Bernard is being, do you get that in the zoo?
Yeah, some zoos. There's a section. What all, like a farm section.
Okay, 51552, what animal is Bernard doing? Oh, it's so...
He's so good at these impressions.
Moo, 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 I'm a cow. And I'm moo, 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 mooing everywhere somehow. Moo, 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 I'm a lovely cow. And moo, 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 moo.
So, Jennifer, that's the thing. Yeah, we've got some Shane Filan on the way. And
love a bit of Shane. We go for our breakfast in half an hour.
For a bit of breakfast.
Do you have to go with Bernard?
Not today, no.
Oh, God, can we just lock him in that room again?
Have you got any more of the medication you're taking for your neck?
Maybe I'll just put it in his tea, try and knock him out.
Get some news headlines. That's Shane Filan, everything to me. That is, he's playing in the Marquee Friday, July 11th.
Keith hates him.
Oh, I'm going to miss that. Damn.
I don't hate him. Why would I hate Shane Filan?
Because Nicky is your favourite in Westlife, and you're always hanging out with Nicky. Keith and Nicky, it'd make you sick, right? The
romance.
Two of them hanging out together. And they were talking about shirts yesterday and their hair. And any mention of anybody in Westlife, Keith gets really defensive.
Shut up, will you?
See?
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Keith and Nicky Byrne up a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
He doesn't want to kiss him. He just wants to smell his hair or something.
Hi, Sinead.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good.
What are you up to today?
I'm just on my way to work.
Good woman. Where do you work?
I work in National Pen in Dundalk.
Oh, I know that place.
Oh, what a great place.
Yeah, I was in college in Dundalk for a couple of years.
Never mentioned it before, Bernard. What's National... What is it?
National Pen.
National Pen.
And what do you do there?
All your promotional products. Pens, pencils,
caps, you wouldn't send us in a pen, would you? We're always trying to find a pen in this place.
Oh, I'm sure I could manage that.
I'll tell you something. The most conversations I have with Jennifer and Bernard is... Keith, can I have a pen?
Turbity gets all the pens, you see.
We get nothing.
So, what was the... it was a difficult one this morning. What was the noise that... what animal was Bernard making the noise of?
It was very difficult, but I think it was a cow.
It was a cow.
Yes, it
well
was.
Done, well done. Very good. Very good. You've won yourself an annual pass to the zoo.
Yay!
Yay!
And Photo Park in Cork.
Photo Wildlife, Edinburgh Zoo.
Yeah.
What?
Chester Zoo.
Stop.
Yeah. And hey, if you go into the town after 12, there's a bit of a zoo going on there too, hey.
Good accent.
Well done. Listen, we let you go, Sinead. Congratulations.
Well done.
Thank you.
Don't forget to watch the zoo tonight on telly.
Will do.
It's back, good baby day. Rhino and all. See ya.
See you,
bye.
Sinead.
Bye, Sinead. Bye, 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 bye.
That's
Boys Own Picture of You. It's all happening in the studio right now. It's time to put the kettle on.
Girl, put the kettle on. Let's have a chat and a scone. Or some kind of pastry.
That's it, because that's what we do. We just have a chat and a scone or some kind of pastry.
Jackie in Tipperary is still in the lead with 11 and a half shoes. She's going to win that taxi voucher and that fabulous wire brush.
When are we going to announce the winner, Bernard?
Well, Jackie in Tipperary, if you're still listening, if you hope you don't mind, we might roll it on till tomorrow.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
There's somebody at the door.
Susan from the zoo, and she's brought Pinky the snake with her. I think he might be a python, or she might be a python. Hello.
How you doing? How are things?
Very good. You're here because...
The new zoo TV programme episode 3 starts tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
At 7 o'clock.
7 p.m. on RT1.
I have to say, it's one of my favourite programmes. It's so good.
Like I just say, as long as you're still on the air, Republic of Telly will still be on the air. If you go anywhere, we're
watching her every move.
So it's back on tonight, and the highlight of tonight is a new baby, a new arrival.
It's a new baby Rhino Jabari. He'll actually be coming up to a year on at the end of this month, but in the TV show he's been introduced to his dad for the first time. So it's just lovely
no
to
way.
See. Yeah, very exciting.
So why would they not have met the dad already?
Basically, usually the female, the mammy and the baby would have leave them to it for a couple of weeks just to kind of bond and get used to each other, and then you'd very slowly kind of introduce them to dad. In the wild they wouldn't be near the dad at all, it would just be mammy and calf, so right. It's a bit unusual, I suppose, in a zoo situation, but they get on fantastic together.
Cuteness factor out of 10?
11.
Yeah,
do snakes not like gingers? Because Pinky the snake is staring Bernard down.
I know you're not an expert in the field of lupines or wolves. I've just turned into Pat Kenny, but Bernard wants to ask a question.
The question I have is, right, yesterday somebody got a pet wolf, right, and I was thinking, surely if you got a pet wolf it would just rip the head off you. So, and then we found out there's a guy in Wexford who sells wolves to people. Is that not, like, can you have a pet wolf? That's the question.
Yeah, you probably can. There is legislation and certain paperwork you'd have to have to, you know, kind of cover it. But we wolves in the zoo, actually. We have 6 wolves in the zoo. Yeah, so they're nice animals.
But really what you should do is go to Dogs Trust and adopt
a wolf.
A stray.
Not a wolf. A lovely little mongrel or a cross breed.
Exactly.
Yeah, the best kind.
Go to the steps of Russia and take a wolf off and bring it home. That's the best thing I say.
So, my second question is, can you have a pet elephant?
No, don't do that, sorry.
Don't do that. No,
don't do that.
Can you have a pet elephant?
You probably could, but where would you put it?
The back garden.
You have a flat. Put it in the flat
on the balcony. Yeah,
so tell us about Pinky. You've brought Pinky, and Pinky is a...
Yeah, he is a royal or ball python, so he's about 3 years old. He's not fully grown. He's he'll get to about 4 feet. So he's a nice little snake. He had a little mouse last week for his dinner. So we'd feed these guys about once every 2 weeks. They'd get like little mice or day-old chicks. Yeah, so
live
very appetizing.
Mice.
Sorry?
Live mice.
No, they're dead. They come into us frozen and we just thaw them out.
Imagine that, the snake looking forward to his dinner in 2 weeks.
He wants to read the paper. He's at the Daily Mail there.
Yep, you can see the little tongue going out in and out there, flicking the air. So he's just checking out the environment here, basically.
He can recognise a few snakes in the paper there on the front page, I think. Now, as always, we do encourage you to call in when we have guests in and ask questions. We have a Brendan on the line. Brendan from Leash, I do believe. Hi, Brendan. You have a question for Susan this morning. Go ahead, Brendan.
Who picks out the animal's outfit?
Nobody picks them out. They're just natural.
That's a silly question.
That's a silly question. They just have natural. They just have their. So they have their natural coats.
Their natural coats.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is that it, Brendan?
Can I get Garth Brooks ticket?
We don't have Garth Brooks tickets. I'll let you go there, Brendan. Thanks very much for the question anyway.
But I suppose he has a point there, Brendan, because you know with dogs, people put stupid outfits on dogs, like hats and coats and stuff. I mean, could you put something on a snake? You could put a little tutu on it or something.
A little onesie?
He'd look ridiculous, though.
Yeah, he would, Might make him look a little bit cuter than he is, because no matter what you say, they're frightening looking, aren't they?
I think
their coats, they're beautiful, they're scales, and they actually feel really soft, like kind of velvet almost.
Yeah,
they're
still
lovely.
Not touching it. No, thanks.
Well, sure, they're around since before us, and they'll probably be around a lot longer after us as well.
Hopefully, if you don't ruin everything, hopefully this will
be. I'm not ruining everything.
I'm not looking at you.
I was not found guilty of burning those fridges in that big hole in my back garden.
He's wrapped around her arm. Can I wear him to the Style Awards tomorrow?
It'd be like Britney Spears.
Wrapped around my arm.
That'll be so classy. Listen, Susan, thanks very much for coming in. What time tonight?
Tonight, 7 p.m. on RT1. Yeah,
brilliant.
Tune in.
And we'll hopefully we'll catch up with Pinky again. Or maybe he could write to us.
Yeah, I'll get him to do a little signature for you or something. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. We'll give it away. And we've got Sue Pass to give away tomorrow as well. Thanks very much for coming in, Susan.
Bye.
Thank you.
I learned that it's not Primark, it's actually pronounced Primark.
Very important, very important. I learned that snakes are actually lovely and they get a bad press and they're quite cuddly and cute.
They're not cuddly.
They're cute.
I learned that Jackie in Tipperary has the biggest feet in Ireland for a woman at 11 and a half.
Well, we don't know because we're rolling over that competition.
Is that
tomorrow.
A rollover? Is
I
it?
I think we're rolling
it's
over.
It's a fabulous prize, guys. It's a fabulous prize. It's a top end wire brush.
Tell people what the prize is again, Bernard.
Ah, Keith, this is a fabulous prize. It's a top end wire brush I found outside RT there. Imagine all the famous people that walked past it in the last few days. Mm. Taxi voucher. That will go from Parnell Street to Ranelagh.
Yeah.
And Keith, a free magazine that we had in one of the papers said that was touched by Jennifer Maguire.
Yeah, would you sign
fabulous
that, Jennifer?
Prize, Keith.
And I've also learned
would you
that Brendan.
Sign that or rub it off your face or something.
I'll rub it off my face.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say that Brendan, our caller, keeps asking the same question every day for the last 6 weeks.
A lot of people get in touch saying, why do you keep taking his calls?
Can we, Dermot?
Maybe
can
just
we,
keep an eye on that,
stop
Dermot.
Taking that phone call.
Just make a note of his number.
Clearly, Matt.
He's using different numbers, says Dermot.
He's clearly insane.
We got to go. Ryan Turbury's on the way. Will we come in tomorrow, guys?
If I don't fall down a stairs or something.
Find us on Facebook.